This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The U.S. and Canada will face off for Olympic gold for a seventh time since women's hockey debuted at the Olympics back in 1998. I'm Bill Scott with sports. U.S. clinched their spot in the finale with a 5-0 win over Sweden yesterday, while defending champion Canada scored a 2-1 semifinal victory over Switzerland. The showdown between the Americans and Canadians is set for Thursday. Basketball Badgers jumped back into the top 25 polls after top 10 victories last week over Illinois and Michigan State. The Badgers 25th in the coaches poll, 24th in the AP poll. They're in Columbus tonight to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes in Big Ten action. Wisconsin beat Ohio State 92-82 in Madison back on January 31st. Buckeyes will be without their sophomore guard, John Mobley Jr. He has a hand injury, was averaging 15.1 a game. Badger guard Nick Boyd, the Big Ten's player of the week. He averaged 27 points a game in a pair of victories last week. Brewers continue their spring training work in Arizona. Yesterday, they officially announced the signing of former Angels third baseman Luis Renifo, who hit .238 with 9 homers and 43 RBIs in L.A. last season. After Renifo, who else could Pat Murphy be considering for third base?
You know, you look at a kid like Jet Williams, who we picked up. He's a baseball player. You know, like, can he play third? Of course he can. Durbin never played third either. We got a young kid in the minor leagues named Made that you're going to hear about him. You can't watch him work out and go, whoa, that guy's got a chance. We had former first-round pick Brock Wilkin, but they still have some ways to prove things. You know, they have some at-bats to get maybe in the minor leagues for a little while, and then I think we could see him. There's a kid named Cooper Pratt, who's another great infielder.
Brewers holding their first official full-squad workout today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.